Andrew Castle on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
3:52 is the time. Boris Johnson talking earlier on about the possible extension of this deadline for evacuations out of Afghanistan being extended beyond President Joe Biden's August the 31st. Ben Wallace, the Defence Secretary here, was talking about whether or not it would be hours now, in fact, rather than days. There's a news briefing taking place in the United States at the moment. We'll get the very latest now from the United States now, as I suppose President Biden viewed around the world in very different ways and terms than he was certainly a few days ago. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. Hello, Simon. Very nice to speak with you. It's a shame that we have to be speaking about this international crisis in Afghanistan. How aware are Americans of what's going on in the ins and outs?
Well, they're very aware. There's no question about that. It's been obviously front page news, top of all the news programs for several days now. And there was surprise here, as there was in many world capitals, that President Biden on Friday suggested that he was unaware that this had dented his international credibility. There's a Pentagon briefing taking place right now. Let's just take a listen in to Army Major General William Taylor, who is briefing reporters.
In self-defense. We are using all of our available tools to maintain the highest threat awareness, both in Afghanistan and throughout the globe. While this mission is not without risk, the safety of our personnel, American citizens, and Afghan evacuees at risk is of paramount importance. To wrap up, we continue to make progress in the completion of this mission. Since the end of July, we have relocated approximately 42,000 people. Since the beginning of evacuation operations on August 14th, we have evacuated approximately 37,000.
So those are the latest numbers there from the Army's Major General William Taylor. He says that in the last 24 hours, 16,000 people were evacuated from Kabul Airport, 11,000 of them by the U.S. military. They're going to get to question and answer shortly, and I'm sure the conversation is going to be dominated by this news that the Taliban says August the 31st is a red line, and what is President Biden going to do about that? We did get more information within the last few minutes about that gunfight that erupted at Kabul Airport today. CENTCOM says no U.S. or coalition forces were hurt. They describe it as a brief exchange of gunfire outside the north gate at the airport in Kabul. The incident appeared to begin, they say, when an unknown hostile actor fired upon Afghan security forces involved in monitoring access to the gate. The Afghans returned fire, as did U.S. and coalition troops. So that certainly opens up the possibility that British troops may have been involved in that. One member of the Afghan forces was killed by the hostile actor, says CENTCOM. Several Afghans were wounded during the exchange and are being treated in hospital. All of this underscoring what President Biden was saying just yesterday about the situation at the airport.
The security environment is changing rapidly. There are civilians crowded at the airport, although we've cleared thousands of them. We know that terrorists may seek to exploit the situation and target innocent Afghans or American troops. They're maintaining constant vigilance to monitor and disrupt threats from any source.
But meanwhile, Andrew, the major question of the hour is, with the Taliban saying the clock's now ticking, August the 31st, if you stay beyond then, you will be considered in breach of the agreement that Donald Trump struck with the Taliban governing the withdrawal of U.S. forces. That, for them, they say, is a red line. Well, with the Prime Minister and other world leaders, along with countless members of Congress, urging the Biden administration to extend the deadline and do whatever it can to get those Americans, third country nationals, and remaining Afghans who assisted international forces and organizations over the last 20 years out of the country. What is President Biden going to do? Is he going to accede to the Taliban's demands and wrap it up, or is he going to extend it?
And one thing we know for sure, Simon, because we've heard that earlier on from our Defence Secretary, Ben Wallace, is that once the Americans are out, and it's my understanding there are 6,000 Americans in Kabul at the moment in terms of officials, once they're out, we're out, because if that support and firepower isn't there, we won't be able to stay from the United Kingdom. And that would mean leaving people behind. That's not going to look good.
Yes, absolutely. And the other point to make, Andrew, is that August the 31st, if that's the deadline for getting out, you don't just on that morning pack your kit bags and leave. It's going to take several days to pack up all the equipment, all the military gear, all the communications tools, and start moving it out. So it's not as though they'll just withdraw suddenly and melt away on August the 31st. There will have to be a phased drawdown of forces and equipment, suggesting that in fact the window for getting people out at this pace and at this level is not going to last all the way up until August the 31st. I've got one other bit of breaking news. We heard within the last couple of hours that the Food and Drug Administration has granted the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine full approval here. Now the Pentagon is saying that given that it's no longer just cleared for emergency use, they will mandate, they will order all American troops to be vaccinated against COVID-19. That's going to be a big issue because in some parts of the U.S. military, particularly even the elite Marine Corps, the numbers of people who have agreed to get vaccinated so far are hovering around 50%. And so this issue of ordering all American troops to be vaccinated against COVID-19 is going to be another battlefront for Joe Biden, even after this Afghan situation comes under some sense of control.
LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed for that.